It's barbecue time, and take it from someone who knows. What passes for barbecue around here is, well, not good. Why do I know? I'm from Memphis, where barbecue is imbued in the spirit and soul of the community. The French call it terroir, that environmental it factor which gives their wines that Frenchy essence. The essence of barbecue is bred in the bones of the people from the River City. Pretty much all year long in Memphis, you can inhale charbroiled aromas wafting from old oil barrel smokers, gourmet outdoor kitchens, and the ubiquitous backyard charcoal grills. And pitmasters from across the country compete in the annual Memphis in May World Barbecue Cooking Contest. And yes, I know other places claim barbecue prowess. St. Louis's meaty country ribs aren't bad. Texans do know how to barbecue brisket. But let's get real. What North Carolina calls barbecue is kind of pitiful. I know what I'm talking about. For too many summers, this transplanted Southerner has silently observed the sad, brittle results of meat sacrificed on flaming hot grills, drenched in generic bottled sauce. I've also been disappointed time and again by the too fatty, chewy, oversauced meat that's served up in most local barbecue restaurants. People, this is not real barbecue. July 4th, the unofficial kickoff of summer grilling, is days away. Perfect timing for me to accept my civic and patriotic duty to clear up mass regional confusion for the Barbie clueless. Consider this a short primer. To begin with, hot dogs and hamburgers do not a barbecue make. That's a cookout. Barbecue is a food art form which requires a special methodology, low and slow indirect heat. For the record, any protein, pork, chicken, even fish, can be barbecued, but each should have its own rub and sauce. Dousing whatever's on the grill with the same sauce is a no-no. In Memphis, pulled pork is a staple, though slivers of highly seasoned shredded pork topped with a healthy dollop of coleslaw and nestled in a bun. But pork ribs are a Memphis signature, baby back ribs, not the fleshy country ribs, massaged with a special, often secret recipe rub, and then placed on the grill for hours-long cooking. Done right, the fall-off-the-bone meat doesn't need sauce, but for those who like it, the best sauces are scratch-made, don't detract from the rub, and are a not-too-thick glaze added just before the meat comes off the grill. So there you have it, real barbecue defined. Look, even after years of living here, I wouldn't dare challenge a New Englander to their clam chowder credentials. So take this advice in the spirit in which I offer it. Stop calling what you're doing barbecue, unless it really is. And hope you're driving by on the day I fire up my grill. I'm Callie Crossley, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.